This is a dictation for Raquisha O'Neill, Raquesha O'Neill. Date of birth is 12/9/1975. Date of accident is listed as 4/16/2021. And previous accident of February 7, 2021. Both of them have a separate claim number, and the issues are similar and more aggravated with the current accident. The patient alleges the following chief complaint due to the second accident. She is in a severe pain in the knee, back, armpit, arm, and both sides, and she cannot sleep at night due to the pain. She also suffers from severe anxiety. She had another hit-and-run accident in 2012, where a neighbor died from the accident and she became very panicky. Another accident, 2007, hit-and-run, caused her additional stress, high blood pressure, and severe anxiety. The current issues of pain in the back, upper back, lower back, pain in the head, both knees, and both hands with radiation of pain and including left elbow pain are related to the current accident and also aggravated from this current accident. Thank you. The history of the motor vehicular accident is described as follows. Ms. Raquisha O'Neill was traveling on 4/16/2021 as a rear passenger on the right side, and her sister was driving. And also the boyfriend of her sister was in the front seat. She was sitting in a rear seat on the right side behind the front seat passenger, and she was not wearing seat belt. She didn't remember the type of the car that was being used or the type of the car they hit into. Nor does she recall any details about the speed of the car. She remembered that the accident occurred on southbound Southfield and 10 Mile Road. The traffic was moving slowly, and at Southfield at 10 Mile, the light was turning into green. Traffic has slowed down, and she was hit into rear end. After being rear-ended, she decided to move to the right side of the road. There was no death, and their car was completely messed up. And total, the impact of this accident led to head injury when she hit into the front passenger seat, and also into the headrest when she jammed her head. Seatbelt caused the injury to the chest, and she had a headaches immediately. She was not wearing seat belt at the time of accident. Airbags were not deployed. She did not pass out, and it was not a hit and run accident. The police did not arrive at the scene. Ambulance did not arrive, but she is not sure about that. She was not taken to the hospital by an ambulance. In the history of presenting illness, Ms. Raquisha O'Neill complains of severe headaches, which are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, once per day, and they're worse at night and they last for many hours. They're usually in the front of the head, and they're severe, constant, not associated with any sensitivity to the light or noise, and they are not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. After 1 year and 4 months, patient still has following symptom of TBI. According to her, she's suffering from dizziness, vertigo, loss of memory, forgetfulness, lack of focus, fearful of the event, and panicky, blurred vision that have still persisted. She has done a neuropsych therapy, but still symptoms are continuing. She has seen neurologist. She denies any ringing in the ear, loss of consciousness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, seizures. She denies any incontinence of the urine or bowel. She denies any nausea, vomiting, or any spots in the vision, loss of vision. Further, patient reports besides severe anxiety, sleep disturbance, lethargy, lightheadedness and numbness of the both arms and legs. She denies any incontinence of the bowel or urine, and no difficulty walking is reported. Among the pain symptoms, patient has constant pain in the neck, upper back, lower back. The neck pain is around 6, upper back pain is 5, pain in the lower back is also 6. She reports radiation of the lower back pain to the front and the back of both the legs up to the ankle, involving all the toes. The neck pain is radiating to the front of both arms, all the way involving all the 5 fingers bilaterally. Independently, she has some pain in the left shoulder around 5, and she can move up to 120 degrees of abduction and flexion extension, beyond which there is a pain. The residual pain is around 5. She also has a residual pain in the elbow around 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. She can walk up to 2 blocks. She can sit 3 to 4 hours, stand for 3 to 4 hours, sleep for 4 hours only. The pains are described as shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, aching, splitting, and they are as follows. The highest pain intensity varies from 5 to 8, and the ADLs are affected at 6. The pain modifying factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, and improved by nothing. So far, she has had various x-rays, MRIs done. She has seen various doctors. She has been to Northland Radiology, and she saw Dr. Benjamin Kripichek, K-R-P-I-C-H-A-K. She also seen Dr. Begley as a specialist for her shoulder and knee injuries after the MRIs. And additionally, she has muscle weakness and numbness, tingling of both arms and legs, but denies any bladder bowel incontinence. Regarding the past treatment, patient reports that she has done physical therapy more than a year at the Smart Way Physical Therapy without any major improvement. And chiropractor, she has done one per week, but was not improved. There are no shots, no surgeries done so far. And only medications, physical therapy, and chiropractor, no acupuncture. System review, patient reports that she's suffering from severe asthma, bronchitis, in the respiratory disease, heart disease, high blood pressure, infectious disease, none, GI, gallbladder problem, abdominal pain. She has a neurological disease in the back or neck pain or injury, dizziness, headaches, psychiatric anxiety, musculoskeleton. Patient suffers from history of falls. Past surgical history, 3 C-section at Herzl Hospital and gallbladder surgery in 1999 at Herzl and tubes were tied. Oh, I'm sorry. This I apologize, but this dictation is already done, and the dictation number is 0725-068. Apologies. I think it is all complete. If it is not complete, please let me know.